Chapter 2, The Land We Call Alabama. Chapter Preview, Terms, Natural Environment, Natural Resource, Weather, Climate, Pioneer, Geology, Mineral, Swamp, Fertile, Surface Water, Aquifer, Groundwater, Wetland, Waterway, Salt Marsh, Delta, Estuary, Subtropical, Temperature, Precipitation, Natural Hazard, Drought, Flash Flood, Lightning, Tornado, Hurricane, Evacuate, Natural Vegetation, Evergreen Tree, Deciduous Tree, Ecosystem, Technology. If you were the first person to come to Alabama, what might you have seen? What was Alabama's natural environment like? The natural environment is the things that are part of nature. What did the land look like? How was the landscape formed? What natural resources did the first people find to help them live in Alabama? Natural resources are things in the natural environment that people can use. American Indians, Native Americans, came first. Then later, the explorers and settlers arrived. They all found a land rich in plants and animals. They needed these things. These people discovered an ideal place for hunting and farming. They found plenty of good water to drink. They found rivers to travel. Many people stayed to make their lives in this land. The people living here found that Alabama has four distinct seasons. It has very warm summers and cool, brisk falls. Winters are slightly cold, while springs are bright and sunny. This kind of weather made it a good place to live and farm. Weather is what is going on outside. It includes how hot or cold it is, cloudiness, rain, snow, and wind. The weather in Alabama can be almost anything. Snow may fall unannounced. A storm may take an unexpected path. You may take your umbrella, but only see sunshine. People who predict the weather do the best they can from available information. The people in Alabama have enjoyed the climate for thousands of years. Climate is the average weather over a long time. Many people, American Indians, Europeans, Africans, and Asians, have lived in Alabama. Each of these groups made its mark. They brought different arts, foods, customs, religions, and languages. In this chapter, you will learn about Alabama's land, regions, weather, and climate. You will also discover the different cultures of Alabama. You will see how they set the stage for historic events. It all will come together in the Alabama of today. Chapter 2, Section 1, Regions. As you read, look for what the explorers and pioneers found in Alabama. Regions of Alabama. Natural resources, human environments and settlements, terms, pioneer, geology, mineral. Explorers and pioneers, early settlers, were the first Europeans to come to Alabama. Some came from settlements in Virginia, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Their land was worn out from years of farming. These farmers wanted fresh land to grow better crops. Some of them decided to move to Alabama to start new farms. Choosing where to settle. These people had to decide where in the new territory to settle. They found five different kinds of land in Alabama. They also had to decide the best way to get there. As time passed, travelers told one another about roads to Alabama. People who came back told others the easiest routes for travel. Word was also passed on about where the best farmland was located. Farmers were not the only people coming to Alabama. Some of the settlers brought their black slaves. There were also a few free blacks among the settlers. Later, other people came as storekeepers, miners, builders, and laborers. They also had to know how to get here and where they could work. the settlers had to decide where to move in the new territory. The regions of Alabama were an important part of their decision. It was harder to travel to some of the regions than to others, and the land was better for farming in certain regions. Land regions of Alabama. Alabama's land is divided into regions based on the geology of the rocks. Geology deals with the history of Earth, especially the history recorded in rocks. The land regions in Alabama do not stop at the state line. They are also in neighboring states. The five regions are the coastal plain, the Piedmont, the ridge and valley, the Appalachian Plateau, and the interior plateau. The coastal plain. The southern part of Alabama seems almost flat, but part of this area is made of gently rolling hills. It lies in a region called the coastal plain. Notice that the coastal plain stretches all the way from Texas to New Jersey. Rivers that flow across the coastal plain run toward the ocean. Elevations in Alabama's coastal plain range from about 500 feet inland to sea level, 0 feet, at the Gulf of Mexico. Oil and natural gas are found in this region. More than half of Alabama's land lies in the coastal plain. Remember, these settlers did not have cars or trucks to take them to Alabama. There were no paved roads to make travel easier. They came in wagons and carts or riding horses or mules. Some even came on foot. Because the coastal plain is flatter, it is easier to travel through than mountains. Many settlers moved into this area because they could travel by river or over flat land. They came to the coastal plain mostly from South Carolina and Georgia. They traveled on or near the Federal Road. Some came by ship into Mobile Bay and then up the Alabama and Tombigbee rivers. The fall line is at the northern edge of the coastal plain. This imaginary line separates the coastal plain from the other regions. Elevations in the northern part of the state are higher than on the coastal plain. Where rivers flow from the higher land onto the coastal plain, you usually find waterfalls or rapids. Why would people later build cities like Wetumpka on the fall line? At that time, there was no electricity. People had to use other ways to make machinery work. Settlers who had factories needed water power to run their machines. Those who planned grist mills for grinding grains into flour and meal also needed power. So these people moved along the fall line to harness the power of the swift-flowing water. The Black Belt is an area with deep, rich soil that is very dark. It is located in the coastal plain just south of the fall line. Many settlers wanted a farm in the Black Belt. This soil grew bigger crops than other soils. Most of these settlers wanted to grow cotton. The Piedmont. Another region begins in east central Alabama. The Piedmont extends through Georgia and the Carolinas all the way to New Jersey. It is a rolling landscape with low hills and broad valleys. The hills of the Piedmont are all that are left of an old mountain range. Over time, wind and rain have worn away most of the mountains. Mount Cheaha, the highest point in the state, lies in the Talladega Forest in the Piedmont region. Settlers moved into the Piedmont where there was good land. The river valleys were ideal for growing cotton and other crops. The success of farming there made the Piedmont attract more settlers. These new people needed supplies. Villages and towns were built to meet the settlers' needs. These settlements provided ways for others to make a good living. The towns might have a general store and a blacksmith shop. Some villages had a grist mill. There were even some sawmills that made lumber from the area's many trees. With all of these changes, the settlers created human environments. Some of the rocks in this area changed long ago to marble. These natural resources attracted new settlers to work in the Piedmont's stone quarries. The Ridge and Valley. The Ridge and Valley region begins just south of Birmingham. It extends all the way into Pennsylvania. The Ridge and Valley region is rich with natural mineral resources. Minerals are ores or other substances found naturally in the earth. Iron ore, coal, and natural gas are found in this region. Later, people came to Alabama to work in the coal and iron ore mines. The major landscape features in this region are Red Mountain, Lookout Mountain, Oak Mountain, Shades Mountain, and Jones Valley. Many settlers brought their wagons and animals through these valleys. They came from Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee to live in Alabama. They found that the rich soils in the river valleys were good for all kinds of farming. The Tennessee and the Coosa River valleys were also good for growing cotton, but not all parts of Alabama were suitable for that important crop. The Appalachian Plateau and the Interior Plateau. North and west of the Ridge and Valley are two plateau regions. A plateau is a higher area made of layers of rock that are nearly flat. The Appalachian Plateau region begins in Alabama around Jasper. It extends north through Tennessee and Kentucky into western New York. Coal is found in this region. The Interior Plateau begins in northern Alabama and extends north to the Ohio River and into southern Indiana. The Tennessee River has made a wide valley that runs through the Interior Plateau region. People sometimes call this part of Alabama the Highland Rim. Settlers moved into these regions mostly through the valleys of the Ridge and Valley region and the Huntsville Road. Many of these people came from North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky to seek new land. Many farmers moved to the river valleys of the region to grow cotton. Some moved to other land to grow other crops. Later, miners and quarrymen came to work in the coal mines and stone quarries. Think it through. 1. Name the 5 land regions in Alabama. 2. What routes did settlers travel to get to Alabama? 3. How can mineral natural resources bring people into an area?